Right now, we're joined from Washington by Congressman Norm Dix, Democratic Congressman from Washington's 6th District, which includes Tacoma. Congressman Dix, thanks very much for being with us today.
We're glad to be on your show.
Is this the U.S. Air Force doing the right thing by American defense, or something wrong with this picture?
Well, I think it's a big mistake. I think the first mistake that the Air Force made was we wanted them to take into account the fact that this airplane, the 330, is subsidized.
That's the Airbus, the European plane.
Right,
yeah.
That it was subsidized, that the United States government had brought to the WTO a case against Airbus for illegal subsidy. And under political pressure, the Air Force decided not to take this into account.
So maybe that means that they're going to subsidize our military. Maybe that's a good deal for American taxpayers. We get a cheaper subsidized plane.
Well, I mean, this is something that is being done illegally. I'm not sure we want to be enhancing an illegal practice. Okay, that's number one.
Yep.
Number two, they said in their RFP that they wanted a medium-sized airplane. And that's why Boeing bid the 767. And my view of this is that had the Air Force said that it wanted a large airplane, Boeing would have bid the 777. So there was a bait and switch operation by the Air Force here, saying they wanted one thing and then going to something else. Also, none of this is proven. Boeing has delivered a tanker to Japan. Airbus is behind a couple years on its program with Australia, much to the concern of the Australians. So we have a paper program here. Also, I think the News Tribune in my district said it quite well.
Mm.
The Air Force has made a decision here, but it's really up to Congress under the Constitution to decide what the policy should be. Should we give away a contract, the second largest defense contract in the history of the country, when our industrial base needs to be protected here in the United States? And there's no doubt in my mind that if Congress should stop this and give this contract to Boeing, and that's what we'd have to do because we want to protect America's industrial base and preserve the 40,000 jobs in our country now that we're in a recession. You know, when this whole thing started, it started when the United States economy was in much better shape. And frankly, nobody up here could conceive that the Air Force would actually give this to Airbus. Nobody conceived of that. So I think, and people talk about the scandal at Boeing. I was heavily involved in getting the first contract through the Air Force, the Defense Department, and I can tell you
back in 2002,
Darlene,
before the Sweetheart deal came out. Yeah,
Darlene Druyan had left the government 6 months before this deal was put together by Pete Aldridge in May of 2003. She had, my view is, she had very little of anything to do with this. The final terms were all reached by other people, and yet Senator McCain used his power on the Senate Armed Services Committee to insist that this thing be killed and recompeted and to bring in the European competitor.
Because it looked wrong to him. It looked like a sweetheart deal. It looked like cozy deal.
Remember.
Yeah.
The terms that Boeing gave in this contract were that the Air Force would get the lowest price that Boeing sold any 767 for commercially.
Yeah.
I think it was a great deal. And the other thing about that deal was that we would have started back in 2003. By killing it, we've now delayed 4 years, and we may well delay again because it's ultimately the Congress who has the power of the purse.
But still,
and can decide whether we fund this thing or not, because we may say, in our judgment, the Air Force made a mistake here. We need to do this by an American company. We need to protect the American jobs. And I think overwhelmingly, the American people would support that decision.
It's in your backyard, so of course you're for it. On the other hand, we hear your argument, but Congressman Dix, the U.S. Air Force presumably wants to fly the best refueling tankers it can have up there. Its airmen and so do the navies depend on these tankers, and they've looked at this, and they've said, despite the fact that Boeing's cheaper, This other one delivers more pounds of fuel per minute. It can carry more patients, wounded soldiers.
Well,
why didn't Boeing know? Did Boeing blow this?
Wait a minute, sir.
Yeah.
Remember, the RFP said a mid-sized airplane.
Well, Airbus figured it out. Why didn't Boeing?
Here's the bottom line. If the Air Force had said it wanted a large airplane, Boeing would have bid the 777. So what we have here is bait and switch. We want a mid-sized airplane. Boeing does what the Air Force asked for, and Airbus comes in and used all the political pressure it could to say we want to build. You can't disadvantage us. We want our additional capability, our size, to count in the evaluation.
Let us understand.
In my judgment, I've been doing this for 29 years. I'm the vice chairman of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. I'll just tell you, from my perspective, the Air Force has mishandled this, and we have every right in Congress to stop this program and go back and say we're going to do what we did in 2003. We're going to give this thing to Boeing. We're going to negotiate the best price possible. We're going to protect the jobs in the U.S. economy.
Congressman, I want to understand where you stand philosophically here.
Hell with philosophy.
Well,
in my district.
As a congressman, we understand that. But let's say the Airbus had a better plane that was going to be better for U.S. national defense. Would you still go for the American-made Boeing product, even if Airbus was manifestly better?
Boeing can build a big plane. We can use the 777, and Boeing has built 950 tankers, over its career. Airbus hasn't built one, and the one that they're building for Australia is 2 years behind. On the boom that they get superior ratings for, it has never passed fuel. How can they get ratings like that if the thing has never even been tested? We're talking about a paper airplane by a European company that is subsidized, and EADS has been involved in all kinds of illegal activities over the years in selling these Airbuses. This whole thing it just stinks. And I think we should stop it.
European Aeronautics Defense and Space Company. Jim Wallace, in Seattle, you write close to Norm Dix's home district here. Do you think there's a snowball's chance that this will be turned around, or does it look like a done deal to you?
Well, clearly, as Congressman Dix, points out, the funding, which is all important, comes out of Congress. And if there's enough opposition in Congress, that could matter, but this was a very damning memo that came out yesterday that I referred to earlier by Lauren Thompson, who
at the Lexington Institute, saying it on every count.
And I mean, he talked to some of the people, obviously, who were very close to this decision, and he pointed out in his memo that I'll quote from it. He said, the reviewers concluded that if they funded the Northrop Grumman proposal, they could have 49 superior tankers operating by 2013, whereas if they funded the Boeing proposal, they would have only 19 considerably less capable planes in that year. So something happened during this competition that made the Air Force believe that the A330 platform, which, by the way, both these are commercial mid-sized planes.
The Airbus,
777 is considerably bigger than an A330. But they concluded that the Airbus airplane and the Northrop proposal were superior to Boeing.
Richard Abulafia, you're in Washington. Yeah, in your community, Richard, do you hear, what's the drumbeat? Do people think Congress will turn this around? Down in Alabama, they're awfully happy with this new deal.
It's quite a firestorm. One thing to keep in mind is that the EADS product is basically a Republican district product, whereas the Boeing plane is far more important to Democratic districts. So a lot depends on what happens in November. But if the Democrats get control of the presidency, of House Armed Services, Senate Armed Services, I think there's a good chance that either the Boeing line is basically added to the funding. Basically, you get equal procurement of both, and Congress inserts cash for that. Or there's a remote chance, it's certainly possible, that this contract is derailed.
Let's go to Edward, calling in from Boston, Massachusetts. Edward, you're on with the whole gang here, including Congressman Dix from Tacoma.
Hello.
Hi.
I lived in El Segundo. I grew up in El Segundo, California, which for decades was a center of military and civilian aircraft production in America.
Yeah.
I lived in England for several years, where I I read in the newspapers that the British government has bought our military and civilian products for their use.
Lots of countries have.
Lots of countries have. And now that we've made hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars by selling our products to other countries,
yep.
I don't see why they can't compete with us to sell their products. How dare we tell other countries that they should develop themselves and then complain when they get a contract?
Congressman Dix, what
really arrogant.
Yeah, we hear it. Edward, thank you very much. Congressman Dix, what do you say?
Well, I say is what we're talking about here is the industrial base of the United States of America. And I believe in this situation the Air Force made a mistake. They should have gone with the Boeing proposal. By the way, isn't it terrible that the Air Force is leaking information like a sieve to Lauren Thompson, who is highly supported by Northrop Grumman financially?
Airbus's partner here,
And without even having debriefed the Boeing company so that they can respond to this leak. And so, you know, the Air Force again here, I think, is, and Lauren Thompson is telling people that he got the information from the Air Force. So there's no question that they're leaking the information to him before they give Boeing a debriefing.
Congressman,
this is wrong as well. Now let's go to the fundamental question.
Yep.
The United States Congress has a responsibility to represent the American people and to make sure the decisions we make are in our national interest. I think this is a mistake. The only reason this happened was because of the political pressure by Senator McCain. Both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have come out and said they think this ought to be reconsidered. The Speaker of the House yesterday came out and said she thinks it ought to be reconsidered. I personally believe this is a mistake, that we need to protect our industrial base and that we need to be concerned about spare parts. What if the French get upset with us about some foreign policy decision and we're relying on Airbus to give spare parts for our tankers?
We're all in NATO. Isn't that enough? We've been allies for decades.
I'm not willing to take that risk, okay?
Even with the Europeans, then you can't trust anybody.
Risk. What's that?
If you can't trust the Europeans, our old NATO partners, then you can't trust anyone in the world?
I know, but you know how the French are.
Well,
the French can be very peculiar at times. I mean, even in NATO, they've taken a very bizarre role.
Congressman, a lot of people want to speak with you.
All I'm saying to you is, hey, it's our tax dollars, and we are the Congress elected by the American people. The American people, I'm hearing them say they want this built by an American company. And that's what we're going to try to do.
Let me take a call from Iowa, Iowa City. Mary, you're on the air.
Thank you. This is globalization's chickens come home to roost. And you can put George Bush's face and McCain's face on it.
What about Bill Clinton's? He brought us NAFTA. He championed globalization. I mean, maybe this is a good thing.
Well, it's there, and the Republicans thought it was grand, and even Bill Clinton thought it was grand. So we got judgment. But the Air Force is supposed to know best. And if this war on terror is an eternal war, we need to take the Air Force's advice. This is what Bush said. He's going to take the general's advice. Now, I'm saying that maybe the general said that France makes the best. Nobody has been paying attention when France was tracking Bush in the Middle East, selling all those atomic reactors to Saudi Arabia and the Emirates.
Mary, we've got your point. Globalization coming home to roost, you say. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Richard Abulafia, you're the consultant here. Is this just the way the world works today? If we want the best at the best price and the Air Force surveys it, the congressman doesn't like the way they did it, but nevertheless, is this what globalization means? Even when it's $100 billion, if it's going to go to Airbus, it's going to go to Airbus.
I think that's right. The defense industry is basically following the broader economy towards globalization. If you follow the logic that the broader economy has done very well, both in terms of cost and quality of goods, because of globalization, that it stands to reason that the defense industry would prosper the same way. Now, there is an argument for economic and industrial security and keeping jobs at home, but that argument could apply to cars and a whole bunch of protectionist issues, and I don't think anyone would want to turn the clock back on globalization for the broader economy.
We're talking about tankers for aerial refueling.
But are you against globalization then, Congressman Dix? Does this mean you're not on board with a globalized economy?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm all for selling our airplanes all over the world and being competitive.
We do it. We've done it for years, as our caller points out. We've sold to many other countries.
Listen, I'm all for selling our airplanes anywhere we can sell them. I think that's fine. And I just think on this issue, one, because they didn't take subsidy into account. Two, because there was bait and switch. They said they wanted a medium-sized plane, and then all of a sudden they take a big plane that without giving Boeing a fair chance to change its proposal. I think because we have to worry about spare parts, and we have a plane that hasn't ever passed fuel. This is a paper airplane in terms of this boom, and that's a critical part of this thing. So I think I just think in this situation, the Air Force made a mistake, and I think Congress has to step in and correct it by demanding that we build this thing in the United States.
They're popping champagne corks in Alabama. Are you?
Well, no, and in Toulouse. And in
yeah, but, yeah, but Alabama votes
sure,
on Capitol Hill.
Popping any corks in Everett, Washington.
Have you got the votes on Capitol Hill to turn the Air Force down on what it wants?
I don't know yet. We have to go out and see. We'd be testing the waters here. A lot will be dependent on the hearings on the Hill, and so we're not making any promises, but we're going to make a good fight.
Big issues, big money right here. Congressman Norm Dix from Washington State's 6th District. Thank you very much for being with us, Congressman.
Thank you.
James Wallace with the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and Richard Abulafia. Please stick with us. Listeners, you can join the conversation. We're talking about the big Air Force air tanker deal going off to Northrop Grumman and Europe's Airbus. What do you think? $40 billion? $100 billion? Is the U.S. so flush that we can ship billions off and jobs, la-di-da, to Europe? Is this just the new world? Are we all paying now for Washington and Boeing's ethical meltdown a couple of years ago? 800-423-8255 is our number. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.